Welcome to our podcast on Understanding the Law. I'm Bruno Lee, and we're speaking with an expert on sports contracts, Ms. Olivia Walker, from the firm of Thomson, Day and Reeves. Welcome, Ms. Walker.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Let's jump right in. So, we've been hearing a lot about football contracts in the news, especially those of players who are hoping to move clubs.
Yes, this is always big news during the transfer window, when clubs and players are trying to put themselves in a position for a championship.
OK, so tell us about the buyout clause. I've been hearing a lot about buyout clauses, but what are they? How do they work?
Sure. A buyout clause sets a figure for which the player can buy his way out of his current deal with their club. They are a bit like a break clause in a lease. A break clause effectively means that either party has the right to end the lease early, and if you think of the footballers, they are like the tenant in the flat and the club is the landlord of the property. If the tenant wants to leave early, they have to pay the landlord. This is what the athlete is doing, paying to be free in order to sign another contract.
So I imagine most players have these clauses.
Actually, that depends on the league. They are compulsory in Spain, but not as common in other places.
Really? So why don't we hear of more players in Spain invoking their buyout clauses to move clubs?
Well, buyout clauses are rarely invoked for a variety of reasons. For example, the buyout figure can be set at a level far beyond a player's market value, so the amount of money may be an issue. Also, there seems to be a gentleman's agreement between the Spanish clubs not to unnecessarily create problems for each other's teams. That isn't good for anyone, so the clubs seem to have this unofficial or unwritten rule amongst themselves.
They agree to play nicely with each other.
Yeah, something like that. But perhaps the biggest reason more players don't want to invoke their buyout clause is the tax. The money technically must come from the player. So the player's new club has to transfer money to the player, who then has to pay it to his current club. The player has to pay tax on that money, so he will pay more than the buyout figure in the end. It's unlikely the new club will cover the cost of the player's tax as well.
Yes, that makes sense. They have to pay 100 million euros for the buyout figure, but they don't have to pay the extra 50 million for the player's tax. No club would want to do that unless they had to. Thank you, Olivia.